This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Air raid sirens sounded as President Biden visited Kyiv this morning, Ukraine's capital. A surprise five-hour visit that comes as Ukraine prepares to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion.
This is the largest land war in Europe in three-quarters of a century. And you're succeeding against all and every expectation except your own. We have every confidence that you're going to continue to prevail.
The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what else the president said this morning in Kyiv.
1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands, democracy stands, the Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
Biden, with President Volodymyr Zelensky, salutes the will of the Ukrainian people.
You and all Ukrainians, Mr. President, remind the world every single day what the meaning of the word courage is.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden has left Kyiv now. The White House says it notified Moscow of President Biden's visit to Ukraine ahead of time to avoid any misunderstanding. President Biden's visit comes just ahead of a scheduled trip to Warsaw, Poland, Ukraine's neighbor. Americans are showing up at the Carter Center in Atlanta to pay their respects as word spreads that former President Jimmy Carter is in hospice care now at his home in Georgia. He is 98. He's had a series of short hospital stays recently. A young girl is among five people shot last night during a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans. A suspect is in custody. A record number of guns were detected at airport checkpoints across the country last year. More than 6,500 guns. Nearly everyone with a gun claims to have forgotten they had their gun with them. This is AP News. A call for an end to a federal mandate for healthcare workers to get COVID shots. It's been in place nationally for a year. The AP's Julie Walker has this story.
An Associated Press analysis identified about 750 nursing homes and 110 hospitals nationwide that have been cited for violations of the vaccine mandate. Some nursing home administrators, like Tim Corbin with Truman Lake Manor in rural Missouri, say that's made it harder to fully staff and want the mandate gone.
For people to leave the industry is over a vaccine mandate. I feel that the care they would provided would have done more good than the vaccine they could have taken.
But Dr. Georges Benjamin with the American Public Health Association says vaccine mandates work.
This is very important for both protecting yourself as well as your patients.
The healthcare vaccine mandate is scheduled to run until November of next year. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.